Welcome to the Practical Defense Quick Tip of the Week. I'm your host, Alex Addicks. This is a new segment I'm adding in between the normal shows that happen every other week. I've been getting a lot of feedback that folks like to have the show happen more often, so within the bounds of my schedule, I'm going to slip in a quick 2 to 3 minute segment in between the normal, larger 20-minute shows. These will be small things, little habits, that will hopefully help keep you a little safer. Our quick tip this week is about interacting with transients. I'll be doing a full episode on interacting with transients in the future, but until then, I'll whet your appetite with a helpful little tidbit. And for clarity's sake, common names for transients are homeless, hobos, beggars, panhandlers, street people, and so on. When a transient approaches you, it's usually for money. They claim it's for bus fare, to make a phone call, or even to buy food. The thing is, we all know that any money we give them will go to alcohol or drugs long before food, so it puts us in a moral dilemma. Do we give them money to feed their habit, or do we tell them no? The hard truth is that you giving them money is going to have zero impact on their lives. If they need to get high, they will beg, steal, or rob for it, and withholding the few coins in your pocket will not change that either way. It may sound callous, but it's a pragmatic view. The key thing to remember and recognize is that most, if not all, transients are in some sort of altered mental state due to mental illness, drugs, either they're on drugs or coming down from a high, or being driven by the need for more drugs, or just the stresses caused by being homeless and living on the street. I mean, you think you can get a little cranky after a bad day? Just think of what it would be like to sleep outside in the cold, being hungry, unprotected, and at constant risk from attack. Think about what that might do to your mental state and your mood. You know, they can be calm and complacent or aggressive and violent, and you never know what you're going to get, and it can change from one to the other in an instant. So what do? The practical thing is just to give them a dollar or whatever you have in your pocket and keep moving away. Now, why do I say that? If you deny or ignore them, it can set them off, and I have personally witnessed this and even been the recipient of just such a rage. Will it always happen? Of course not. Does it happen? Absolutely. There's another side as well. What if his intent was always to mug you and the begging for change was just an excuse to get closer to you or set you up? If you give him a buck and keep moving on, you are on much stronger legal ground if you're forced to defend yourself. You can honestly say to the officer, "Hey, he asked me for money, I gave him a buck, and he still attacked me. There was nothing else I could do." So what I do is I keep a folded dollar bill in my pocket whenever I go out. That way, if I get hit up for money, I can quickly reach into my pocket and give him a buck, and with a kind word, like God bless, or be safe, or be well, and just keep moving and never miss a step in my stride. This works, and my friends who have used this technique swear by it. Usually, the transient is so stunned by the swift and confident transaction that you're gone by the time it sinks in. You'll have to let your own moral compass guide you, but this is a practical method to avoid a potentially violent interaction with a potentially unstable and totally unknown person. If you have any quick tips you'd like to share with everyone, a comment on a show, or if you'd like to suggest a topic for an upcoming episode, write into podcast@alexhaddix.com. I'd love to hear from you. Well, that does it for this episode. Thank you for downloading and listening to the Practical Defense Podcast. For questions and commentary, send an email to podcast@alexhaddix.com. That's podcast@alexhaddix.com. And if you ever want to train with me, look me up on the web at alexhaddix.com. Until next time, stay aware and stay safe.
Music by Kevin MacLeod.